Hello and welcome to this next section. In this part, we're going to talk about three elements of writing fiction. So that's narration, description, and dialogue. So I'm hoping that at this point, you have made a lot of progress with writing your first draft. Now, when you're writing a work of prose, for example, a novel or a short story, you'll be using these three elements. So first is description, then dialogue, and then narration. So I'm going to describe each one and explain what we use them for when you're weaving your story together. First is description. So we use description to help our readers to form a picture in their minds as they read. So imagine you're writing a scene and you want to help your reader picture what's going on, what the scene looks like, what your characters look like, what the environment looks like, what the world looks like from that story's point of view. So this is where you use description. So you can use description to talk about a character, what they look like, what they're wearing, how they're feeling, you know, what actions they're taking, how they are moving from one place to the other, and so on. You can describe a setting, so maybe the weather. Is it hot or cold? Is it dark or bright? Is it, when you describe a scene, is it busy? Is it quiet? Is it calm? Is it serene? You know, those kind of words, those adjectives that describe a scene, describe something. So that's description. So description also helps to bring your setting, that's your time and place, to life. So for example, if you are, if your story is set in a historical setting, you're going to need a lot of description to bring that place to life. So if your story was set in ancient Rome, for example, you need to describe how ancient Rome looks like so that your reader who has never been to ancient Rome can still picture some of the things you're talking about. So maybe you describe the chariots, you describe the clothing, the way you describe what they eat, you describe the way the women dress, you describe the way the men dress, and so on. So you use description to bring your setting and your story to life and help your reader form a picture of what everything looks like. The next one is dialogue. So in dialogue, we have two people talking. So two characters are exchanging information. So usually they're asking questions, they are talking, they're answering questions, they're making comments, they might be fighting, they might be teasing each other. They are having a conversation, basically. So in dialogue, you use dialogue to explain a lot about the character. For example, you describe how two characters are interacting with each other, and that might reveal their relationship. So, for example, a teenage girl would speak and act differently when she's talking to her best friend, or her teacher, or her sister, or her mom. So when you're writing dialogue, you pay attention to who the character is, who they're talking to, and how they're expressing themselves. So the way people are speaking also says a lot about them. So for example, if you have two characters speaking the same way, you need to look at, perhaps one character should speak differently from the other. So for example, the CEO of a multi-billion dollar company wouldn't say the same things or use the same words or speak the same way as a stay-at-home mom or a teenage girl. So somebody who works in a bar would speak very differently from somebody who, you know, maybe is a surgeon in a top hospital. So dialogue can reveal a lot of things about your character and who they are and how they are feeling. And the last one is the narrative. So the narration is where you as the author, what you reveal to your reader in between all the other elements. So, you know, we discussed point of view earlier. So this is where your point of view comes in. So as your narrator will be either you as the omniscient author, or the narrative will be from the limited perspective of one of your characters. So maybe your character will be talking about when they enter a room, what's going on there, and so on. So you'll be narrating the thoughts of your character and revealing the things that, you know, things like the dialogue cannot reveal. So now as writers, these are the three elements you mainly be using when you're weaving your story together. You use these elements to describe the scenes for your reader. You explain what's happening in each scene. You can highlight aspects of your character's personality. You can reveal what your character is thinking. You can explore relationships between your characters. you can drive the story forward and drive your plot forward and so on. Now, most of the time, as you're writing, you need to balance the scenes by blending these elements effectively. So, this is why you should put your protagonist in a scene with other characters as often as possible, because you don't want only one element of your story. So you don't want only one element to fill a whole page. Maybe you don't want just dialogue to fill a whole page, or you don't want just narration to fill a whole page, or you don't want only description to fill a whole page. So you should look at each one, each scene, and each page as you write and see how you can bring in other elements. So scenes that weave together all these three elements, they're best, because they're the ones that engage the reader at an emotional level much more effectively than scenes that are only dialogue or only narration or only description. Also, the genre you're writing plays a part, because if you're writing thriller, which is very fast-paced, you're not going to write a lot of description. You're not going to slow down the story by describing. What the reader is expecting to see is a lot of dialogue and a lot of action to keep the story moving forward quickly. Now, I've attached an excerpt from my novel here, in the notes. So this part contains all three elements of writing. So there's narration, there's dialogue, and there's description. So what I wanted to do is read through this excerpt and make notes when we get to the workbook. Now, as you write, you need to strike a balance between these three elements. There are no hard and fast rules about when and when not to blend dialogue and description and narration. So you'll need to find your ideal rhythm as you weave your story together. But as you write, or maybe when you finish writing the first draft and you want to go back and start editing, you can look at each scene and decide, maybe I need to switch these elements around to make it better and to make it more interesting to read. So for example, if your story is moving too slowly, maybe you need to speed things up, then you use dialogue to speed things up. So instead of describing, you can just put two characters together to just explain what you're trying to say in fewer words. Now, if it's time to give your reader some background information on the characters so that they're more sympathetic, then you can use narrative, or you can use dialogue, or a combination of the two. Now, if you are reading through and you feel, maybe there's too much dialogue, then you can slow things down a bit by using description or narrative. If your characters are constantly confiding in others about things that only they should know, only they should be thinking about, then that's when you use narrative. If your characters are alone in their heads too much, perhaps maybe they're just thinking, maybe you need to use dialogue instead, so that the characters are communicating and a conversation will be better to keep things more lively. Now, if your story is top heavy in any way at all, maybe there's too much dialogue, too much narrative, or too much description, so maybe you move things around and change some of the elements that are missing. Now, if your character is providing too many background details as they're talking to each other, then you need to slow that down and use narrative. So this will be useful for you when you finish writing the first draft and you want to come back and edit it and look at it and see how you can improve the scenes. Now, whether we're using dialogue, description, or narrative to move our story forward, or indeed any of these three elements, we are doing double duty by revealing our characters' motives. And it's useful because to understand the character's motive is to understand the character. So that's the end of this topic, and I shall see you in the next one.